You're not doing the history of the day, you're doing the story of the day. And the story, it matters who the audience is. For us, because the point of a story is not to recount specific details. The point of a story is to share on a deeper level. The point of a story is to share of ourselves. A point of a good story is really to build relationship. Why do I tell you about my day? Because by you knowing me better, we will be closer. Now, Jewish history is important. I am in no way frowning on or whatever Jewish history. You should go to UCLA or the AJU or wherever, USC, that was not like I'm not starting a fight. Go wherever you want to go. And take a Jewish history class done by an excellent historian who will give you excellent perspective, who will walk you through the dates and facts and relevant source material. But also make sure you do your work on the Jewish story. When we read the Torah, it is telling us who we are. When we read the stories of the past, it is helping us build a relationship with our ancestors before us. Which is why, when your grandfather tells the story about the fish, it keeps getting bigger. It's not because he misremembers the size of the fish. Well, I'm not your grandfather, maybe he misremembers. But it's because the point of the story, the power of the story, is actually growing bit by bit each time he tells it. Because with each retelling, it becomes part of the way you share events, the way you do family. Just like every Seder, someone comes together and says the same joke they did last year. Everyone laughs again the same time. And each time, it becomes something a little more. As a rabbi, I'm often in the room with families in mourning. And I ask them to tell about the loved one they've lost. And it's those kinds of stories that have been retold so many times that come out. The stories make up who we are. So in your pew bulletin, you saw the story of the Jewish people. The kids worked each session on a different era, and then I had them each write their own entire history or story of the Jewish people. And then I combined them into one, because you don't need to read it 9 times. But I combined it into one so you could share one version of who we are as a people. What are the things that happened and the way we want to talk about them that make up who we are? And so I'll end with a slight adjustment to my father-in-law saying. It's funnier to say, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. But what he really means is don't let a detail get in the way of a powerful story. Don't always focus on the history to make sure every date is right and every leader is perfectly mentioned and every event is perfectly labeled. When we're figuring out who we are, focus on telling the story where the relevant stuff, not the lowercase t, but the capital T truth, the kind of stuff that makes up the fabric of our being. Shabbat Shalom.